The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. For the first time ever, we are on the road, misbehaving. We are over in Texas. I fucking love Texas so far, by the way.
I love it so much, I don't want to leave.
Yeah, I don't either. No. I think we should stay. Shout out to Two Pilots Distillery. Thank you all for being a sponsor this month of the show. To Red Circle, I think that's Red Circle, putting some change in my pocket. And to all of our people that's associated with tonight, thank y'all very much. This week's Artist of the Week, by the way, is Creed Fisher. We have a show with him next week, March the 12th at Crazy Bull. Get your tickets now at bigticket.com. Yeah, this is just going to be pretty much a clusterfuck tonight. But
right. We're rolling with it.
Yeah, this is just going to be fun. So I'm going to start with on my right, in person. You're going to have to lean in when it's time, when you want to talk.
Hi.
I mean, you ain't got to completely. Miss Kate Stinson, who we did a show with last week, but we did a Zoom call. She's here tonight with us. Thank you for coming, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
It's going to be a good night. And then fucking Queen Bee next to me, Kylie.
Hey. Hey, guys.
You like Texas so far?
Yeah, I love it.
We're probably fucked, you know that, right? Like, we're probably going to end up staying here.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
We just got to go get our kids.
I love it so much.
Let's just go get our kids, move to Texas, and I think everybody will be happy. On my left, Mr. Tyler fucking Branch.
Howdy, y'all.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad you invited me, brother.
Oh, this is just going
to
be special.
It does my heart good to be here.
It does your heart good. It does my liver fucking bad.
Mine too. Hey, you're not alone.
No,
you're not
no,
alone.
No. And
they've been drunk the entire trip. I want you guys to
that's
know.
False.
Oh, fuck it. It messed up. I don't care. It because the Wi-Fi is not good.
We'll look at it right here.
We'll run off of yours. And then to his side, Miss Heaven. What's the last name? It's like Firestone, right?
Yeah, Firestone.
You have the worst, best stripper name ever.
So I've been told. Thank
for
you.
For you not to be a stripper.
It's the most paradoxical name.
I know, right?
It's easy to remember and hard to forget.
Did you say paradoxical?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I don't even
know what that means. So.
Sweater drunk
we're
is not
supposed
God.
To. Okay. He's a songwriter. He's supposed to know big words. We're not.
I
don't know how long tonight's going to run. We're just going to sit around and bullshit with y'all for a couple minutes. Me and Kylie especially want to tell everybody thank you for pretty much making this trip happen. Y'all have made the podcast a success. We've gotten to the top 100 in the past couple months on Apple and everything.
Yeah,
and it's just been fucking cool. So we decided to go on the road. We've met some people so far. We're going to meet some more people in the next couple days. And we just wanted to give y'all a rundown of shit that's going on, what has happened up to this point, and what we plan on fuckery happening coming soon.
I'm going to act a fool at them damn stockyards.
I brought my good ears for this,
guys.
I'm
about to shake my ass.
I don't know what there is to shake your ass at. I still don't understand
there's
what the stockyards is.
There's everything. Like, there's bars there. There's, like, shopping there. I think it's, like, a bunch of tents. It's in the middle of the road.
An outdoor shopping center, but without a
yes.
Whenever you get ready to talk beautiful, you got to.
No, this, sorry.
Yeah. It's
bad.
Okay. No, you're fine. You're fine. You just got to get
describe
close to it.
And do it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to drink some more Jim Beam. I drank too much Jim Beam last night. It didn't work out too well for me.
Yeah,
but we won't talk about such things till the end of the trip. But anyway, so we're going to Stockyards tomorrow. If they want to meet the great...
I done told everybody we're going tonight.
Oh, let's go tonight. Let's go tonight.
You
got
to stop changing up the schedule because I tell all these people where we're going and what we're doing. I agree. Because
why don't we just
so
go both nights?
Porque no los dos.
It's by the time we get done with this, it'll be before 10 o'clock. Everybody's showered and ready besides me. And it'll take me 10 minutes.
Well,
to get
also,
ready.
I have no clothes because the airport stole my luggage.
Oh, yeah. Tell everyone about your
you got
your luggage story.
Oh, yeah,
this poor child.
So I don't even know where to begin. I missed my flight, but they checked my bag. They got me on a new flight, told me they were sending my bag ahead of me, got to the new airport in New Orleans, didn't have my bag, was still in Orlando, told me they were shipping it to Houston, went to Houston, waited a whole day. It's still in Orlando. So, yeah.
So this bitch has been naked the past 2 days.
And by the way, I'd rather have you think that than think I've been wearing the same clothes for a couple of days.
Oh, no, no. You haven't stunk yet. Trust me, I'm a dick. I will tell you if you start stinking. I'm not going to be around stinky motherfuckers.
I just make sure my arms are down whenever you come around.
You've rode fucking about 700, 800 miles with us. Yeah, I'm going to tell you if you stink.
Maybe I got like a sweet stench. You can't tell. It's like a gypsy thing.
It's a musk.
We don't really stink.
That sounds fucking horrible still. A sweet musk.
Sweet sweat.
I feel like that's like when I say, oh, my balls are vinegary.
Oh, well.
Like,
it's a lot like that.
It is. That's how I feel like it is. What are you fucking turning your nose up for?
Because
the noises and fucking sounds.
Everybody's over here. Somebody's done asked me 5 different times if I'm still with Cody.
Right.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to answer this. Yes,
Cody
she
is
taken.
Flying in Friday. So we're going to be in Nashville on Friday, and we are picking Cody up at the damn airport.
You just want to wear a ring. Oh, you still do. You wear a ring, and people still ask you.
I don't understand.
No, you know what it is, though? People don't understand a professional relationship. That's the thing.
Like,
they don't.
Absolutely not.
This is a professional relationship between me and you, Kate, fucking Heaven Firestone over there. Heaven, it was nice enough to come and be part of this so she could be our videographer, our cinematographer.
That's
shut
exactly
up, Kate.
What he just said, yes.
God. This is going to get worse before
the end
of the night.
I do that thing with the cameras, and I just kind of follow them around and watch them fuck shit up.
Yeah, but you coming is going to help me, Kylie, Kate, Tyler, a lot because you're going to have video of that we can't provide.
Yeah, well, it's my pleasure. So
thank you. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Like this one right here, the stupid ass next to me. Like, I hate that they give you shit and they always ask you about like Cody and everything because like it's professional.
I hate to tell y'all this, but Cody is not getting rid of me. He's gonna need a restraining order or he's gonna have a funeral. Like, there is no me and Cody breaking up. It's the real deal.
She says that now, but she gets some cowboy dick later.
The real deal.
Nah, you wait till Co Wetzel lookalike comes into the bar.
Later.
Yeah, look at her smiling. Hey, she's like, I will not suck a cowboy dick. And then somebody looks like Co walks into the bar. She's like, you know what?
No, if Co walks through the bar, holy shit.
Hey, when in Bangus. When in Bangus, right, guys?
Yeah. Do what?
When in Bangus.
Oh, yeah. Bangus. By the way, the new name of my truck is Bangus. Because the comment was made yesterday that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And I was like, but we're in my truck, so we'll call it Bangus. Yeah, whatever happens in that guy, which if I drank as much today as I did last night, there won't be much happening.
I would say there could be a lot of sleeping and maybe some snoring.
There'd be a lot of,
that's sad.
Are you sleepy little fella?
Sad story.
Yes, you are.
It's a sad story.
Oh, you cute as a button, but you tired. You was a tired little fella.
Oh, you
don't
so
tell me that you had
do what?
Baby talk to that.
That's probably best. That's best. I had a date last night with Pombalina. I couldn't even make myself excited.
You remember the Ace Ventura movies?
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to play with me.
Nobody wants to play with me.
He used his strong hand.
Yes. By the way, if you're listening to this right now and it's before tomorrow, I'm pretty sure Conservative Barbie is coming to hang out with us at some point in time because we're close to her. I really need to check my phone, but it's the thing is dead. While I was in here fucking around drinking, setting all this shit up all ago, I think it died. So we got a lot of good shit going. What else are we going to do in the next couple of days, Kylie?
We got Graceland coming up too. We're going to Memphis, so we're going to be in Graceland.
Yeah, boy.
I'm excited for that.
I am too.
Tell them to come with us if they want to come.
Yes. Well, you know, whoever knows what time we're going to be somewhere because Josh changes it all the time.
First off, bitch, you're never on time for a fucking thing. The only time you've ever been on time for anything is when you've been late for pregnancy scares. Yes. But it's okay because I can't provide those.
She don't even stress. Anyway. She ain't worried.
No.
But yes, okay. So we're going to Graceland.
Yeah. Friday morning.
Friday morning. Okay.
Wait,
Friday.
When are we leaving here? What's the day?
What day is it right now? Is it real life?
We're leaving Thursday. We're going to Blues Bars Thursday night. So we're going to Graceland Friday morning. Then we're going to Nashville.
And then we're going to Nashville on Friday.
And thank you to the girl, if she's watching TikTok or listening to this right now, that said she was going to help us get tickets and cover our tickets for us.
Very much.
So if you're in the Memphis area and you want to meet any of us, come to Graceland. Poor Kate.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Womp, womp, womp.
Kate lost her license.
Not like that.
She lost the ID.
And my ID is currently not in my possession.
You make it sound like she got pulled over for Grand Theft Auto.
Do you see this crowd here? Everybody's been pulled over in here for something.
I've literally never been pulled over.
I just got my license.
Yeah.
I just got them.
I feel like I'm hanging out with the wrong crowd.
You haven't got a chance to lose them in Nashville yet. We're probably all going to lose our lives.
We might be a little rough around the edges,
but we're all right.
let's talk about today. What we've done so far. So we picked up Kylie yesterday in heaven yesterday, and Kate joined us last night. But Kylie slept all day yesterday because she was fucking tired, couldn't participate in any activities.
I also got car sick because Josh is driving
and
threw up all on the side of the interstate.
She got very car sick. That's right. I forgot how dizzy and car sick you got in such a short period of time.
Yes. We got some amazing footage of that car sickness.
There is footage of me throwing up on the side of the road.
And it will surface. I will guarantee.
Wait for that on OnlyFans, baby.
I pissed on the side of the road today, too, and I was waiting on you to come over there with a camera in my face, and you never did.
Is that why you walked away pretty far? Because you were like, at least I got time to pull my pants.
It would have been okay, because then we would have had a throwing up bid, a pissing bid. The only thing we'd be missing was a shitting video.
We had we would have had that earlier today when we went in the meat market.
You find the smallest and most exclusive gas station.
I said, hey, I'm just gonna let you know in about 20 minutes, because y'all, the people of my life, y'all know that I hold it for as long as I can.
And
y'all know I take
the
quickest shit.
If you do that,
I take like a 5 minute shit, if that.
Yeah, if you put that off like you put off piss, and we might get a shitting video before it's all said and done.
She makes it sound like she waits that last minute where she can shit through a screen door and not hit the screen door.
I would love to view that.
In about 20 minutes, I'm going to have to shit, and I need to find the nastiest, rankest, dankest gas station that you can find, because I don't like to shit around people.
I also had to drop heat, and I did not like your recommendation of where we was dropping loads at.
And we
I picked a nice place.
The nicest gas station.
And we got snacks.
It was a meat market slash gas station.
Yeah, they had fancy cheese, dude.
It was a Buc-ee's, but on a smaller scale.
But with better food.
But like with
so
meat
good.
And
all
fancy
in that
cheese.
Bitch.
Oh, speaking of that, shout out to those folks. I don't remember your fucking name, but we have a whole bag of snacks that we got put in the refrigerator.
Like $80 worth.
Holy fuck, I forgot.
Are you serious? You really spent $80 on that shit.
Just post a pussy pic. We'll get it back.
It was good meat. So now show your meat.
That's what she said.
We don't mind spending money on good meat.
I ain't paying for no meat, period.
Hey, OnlyFans, y'all. You want to see a video of her eating
Co
that expensive jerky?
Co-Wessel says you can just lick the tip, nothing more, 10 grand.
No, I'll pay for it. Whatever.
Never say never. So besides that, us having fun last night, me and Tyler in heaven and Kate sat around drinking and listening to music while somebody slept like a little bitch. But the rest of us had a very good time.
He told me he was in the closet.
Oh, yeah, we got
talking
some good jams in, too.
I was like, where's Kate?
It was a lot of fun.
I was in the closet on the floor talking on the phone.
Well, you got a personal concert.
I was laid up in my bed on FaceTime.
We did.
Cody.
Oh, we went to NASA this morning.
That's what I was getting to.
We forgot about NASA.
By the way, shout out to fucking NASA as we're walking in the building.
Oh, God, look,
I'm telling you, this is why I'm moving to fucking Texas. As we're walking in the building to NASA, they ask us, do we have any knives? I'm a smartass. So I was like, I ain't got no knives, but I got a fucking nine in my back. And they were like, oh, we'll get fucked.
It's Texas.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, I belong here.
Never, like, wanded us or nothing.
No.
Like, he really could have had a fucking 9mm in his back, and they would have never
did
even
not
get
miss a
fuck.
Beat either.
No, no, they were worried about knives. But they was like, fuck it, if you got a gun, that's your constitutional right.
Good for you.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'd be mad if you didn't bring one to the goddamn space station. Like, with all
you
these flammable, fucking explosive, pressurized things around
you
us.
You never know.
You want to tell them, Josh, about the babysitter we had?
Fuck it. If he cuts it, that's a problem. But let him blow a hole in it. We'll give him a fucking, like a medal.
Yeah.
The NASA Museum was pretty cool, though.
They
did give us a babysitter, though.
It
was tiny.
I made that trip enjoyable for everyone. I made it a lot.
Who'd you make it enjoyable for?
Fuck that shit. It was boring until I started adding in commentary.
No. Some people wanted to hear the fucking scientists talking to us, and you were like, I got a fit. I'm just gonna shove this whole rocket up my butthole.
No, she's trying to shoot the gators and the deer.
There's fucking deer out there.
They got
just
fucking wildlife just running around and shit. And Kylie's like, I'm gonna go catch a deer.
No, I'm looking at it like, oh my god, it's so cute. She's like, that would look so good in my freezer.
Deer tonight, guys.
You know what else? You know what else was incredibly funny that tickled me is where they had this thing that weighed you. This bitch hopped on and hopped off real quick. Like, because it showed you what you weigh on Earth, like Mars and other ones. She found a one that had no gravity, and she was just like, I'm fucking moving here.
64 pounds. Yeah. Hell yeah.
It was actually 69 because I made the comment, of course you're 69 pounds on Uranus. And by the way, I found out today why the good Lord didn't link me and Kylie up as children. There's no way in hell we could have gone to school together and field trips together, because me and this bitch, one of us would have been at the back of the bus, the other one would have been on the front. They wouldn't have let us get close to each other, because the whole time she's saying stuff, I'm making smart-ass comments back to her.
She kept telling you, too, you need to cover your nose.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about Subway.
We had a babysitter.
That was El Subwayo.
Don't put shade on that poor lady.
Mexican-ass Subway ever.
Fuck that bitch. Okay.
Kylie got cussed out by a foot-long specialist.
I did not get cussed out.
She got shit talk in a different language.
Let's just start from the beginning. Okay. So, this bitch, okay, y'all know me. If you follow me on TikTok, you know I do not fuck with the mask. Period. So, I don't give a fuck what the sign on the door says. So, we go in there, and I wear it for a minute, and then I take it off, and I'm just chilling with the mask off, and it's my turn to make my sandwich, or to get that bitch to make my sandwich.
Yeah, I need one too.
And she's like, can you put your mask on? So I'm literally like moving it across my face to put it on, moving my hair out of the way. She says, please? I said, give me a minute. Damn. And so then like a few minutes later, Josh is like, can I get some napkins? And I yell out, please?
And she still didn't fucking listen the first time. I had to say it twice like
an asshole.
And then
she had a damn Hispanic man come in there. She was Hispanic. Y'all stop saying Mexican. People get offended. We're going to get canceled.
At least I didn't say fucking Beaner.
Oh,
we're in Texas.
And on that note, moving on.
It's funny. Yes.
It's been nice knowing you guys.
That's
cool. I just pulled up Morgan Wallen.
A Hispanic man came into the restaurant. She's over there. Yoquito Taco Bell.
Well, she was basically talking about how we were ignorant white people.
Talking shit about me. And then Heaven, poor Heaven, she's so nice. She like... She follows all the rules. Yeah, she follows all the rules. And she's walking out. She's like, have a good day. That bitch didn't say nothing back to Heaven.
Yeah, I said, thank you. I was like, thanks, ma'am. Have a great day. And she literally looked at me like she wanted to spit in my sandwich.
You're guilty by association. Sorry.
That's why I hate fucking going places with you. You automatically
make... You love going places with her. Don't lie.
I have a good time.
I bring the motherfucking party.
You would not have...
Let's just say you remember it.
No, I'd have variety content. It just wouldn't be as funny. It would be a whole lot of dick jokes.
The little girl, the old little woman in front of us at the Space Center, she thought some of my shit was funny.
She did.
She was laughing with
me. Yeah, but who told the best joke while we was at the Space Center?
Oh, my God. Here we go. Tell the dad joke.
It was the best joke ever.
Tell the dad joke.
Hold on.
There was a robot.
This is how you set up a joke if you're a comedian. Tell them what the robot looked like, and then I'll tell the punchline.
All right. The robot looked like he had, like, this strong arms, like, he looked really fucking buff. Like, he spent a lot of time in the gym.
Like, he had been working out.
It was
forever.
A robot. Mm-hmm.
So, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, we're all looking at this robot, and the fucking robot is Jack. And I said, hey, guys, you know what planet he's from? And they said, where? And I said, Planet Fitness.
Oh, my God.
He was so tickled. He's tickled
you
right
should
now.
See him laughing right now. Yeah.
He's so tickled.
Funny. It was the best dad joke. Every dad in America or worldwide would have been like, that's fucking funny.
That's funny right there. I don't care who you are.
It was hilarious. Planet Fitness. See, everybody thinks it's fucking hilarious on your live.
Everybody's commenting on my live right now laughing.
It's fucking funny. It's fucking funny. But hey, you know what else is funny? If they want to hear the rest of this podcast, they've got to go listen to it. You got to get off live.
Bye.
So, love you guys. Go download the podcast. It is 9:40 in Texas. So, probably about 11 o'clock. Oh, see? Perfect timing. About 11 o'clock Eastern time, it'll be up and running. So, thank y'all. Love y'all. Go listen to the podcast.
Cheers,
yeah.
y'all.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Now, we're off live. So
wait. Hold on. I got to get off my live real quick.
All right. Yeah. Exit all of them. Hold on. I'm covering your ass. Just hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, make sure they're
hey,
all. That
Heaven,
one too.
Make sure my live's off.
That one too.
Yeah, hold on a second.
That?
Hey, we're going to take a quick piss break. This one is brought to you by NASA. And we're back. Thank you, NASA.
Thank you, NASA.
Yeah, that's who brought us our piss break.
That's the sponsor.
Yeah, yeah. Because we're all going to be high as fucking... I wish we were.
Not me.
Not her. She can't. She has probation officer.
You did bring a gypsy.
We do not condone the usage of narcotics unless it's for a good time.
Or illegal substances.
Uh-uh.
Unless you're in a state where those substances are no longer substances. They're medicine.
Yep.
You can't do anything. You can't even sip a beer.
I couldn't even leave the state without permission.
That's right. Had to have permission.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
And you told me I was a rule follower.
Yeah. She had to get permission from her dom and her.
She had to tell her harem that she would be out for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I did get permission from Cody.
By the way, you got permission?
Yeah.
You did not get permission.
Yeah, I'm gonna respect.
Wait, is it permission
if
or did you let him
you
know?
If he told you couldn't go, your stupid ass would have went anyway. So it really doesn't matter if you
That's
got permission
facts.
Or not.
That means he knows his woman. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, I like Cody. I'm glad he's coming with us Friday. Or we're gonna pick him up at airport Friday, right?
Yes.
What are we doing Friday? Oh, it's Justin
Dukes'
birthday.
Dukes' birthday.
By the way,
and we ruined the surprise last night.
Yeah, we ruined the surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
big
that's
time.
Why y'all called him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
specifically
to ruin the surprise.
But you don't know Dukesy. Dukesy's done a show with us on the podcast, but he's also been a friend of mine and Tyler's for a very long time.
Very long.
And he's literally the nicest fucking person in Nashville. He's the nicest person in the world, pretty much.
He's good as they come. He's gold, man.
He does not drink when he performs. Like, if that tells you what a difference of person you're dealing with.
Well, I'm the same way. I don't drink when I'm singing.
No, he...
It's because I'm terrible
he's so
when I'm drunk.
He's such a fucking good person. But we called him, and I guess my drunken state, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make sure before we extend this day a trip that he's going to go out. Because if we go to Nashville for no reason and he doesn't go out and we're coming just for his birthday,
well, then you're putting
I'm
him in
be
the trunk.
Fucking pissed.
We'd be drunk in his living room.
Oh, yeah. And then his old lady would be hot.
We forgot to call to fix your little order that you made with the DoorDash or the Uber, whoever you ordered all that food.
$100 worth of Chick-fil-A
Fuck,
that we didn't
I forgot
get.
About
oh,
that.
We yeah. had so many chicken nuggets.
You can still do it.
Okay, so he ordered 100 chicken nuggets, but he literally didn't order any sauce.
No, so like
no sauce, and
fuck
I had the DoorDash ranch.
I just had a question though: is that like a thing? Like
I
when you order
you
nuggets,
ranch.
Do you always get sauce, or
no,
do you like
babe,
to dry dog that shit? I just want to know because this bitch literally ordered. Kylie ordered an entire container of ranch from like Walmart,
and we threw it away.
That
Walgreens.
Was
right.
Walgreens,
yeah, good. Way
baby.
To be fucking
she ordered a $20 thing of ranch and then left it at the Airbnb.
Well, so what had happened was, first of all, you dickheads.
I got drunk first.
Was I was drunk.
As shit.
Two, I was like, you know what? I'm finna feed everybody. I love all these people. I'm finna feed everybody.
And we're very thankful.
Now we feel like assholes.
You're
three,
trying to guilt
you
trip.
Yeah,
three,
now we feel bad. You're so sweet.
You freaking narcissist.
Duh.
have you met me?
Yeah. Three, I was a moron and didn't realize that I needed to change my location on DoorDash.
So did you order
whoever in whoever in Orlando, Florida got fucking 120 chicken nuggets and three chicken sandwiches last night from Chick-fil-A. I really hope your family was hungry. Or you are extremely fucking
what he
high.
Means is Merry Christmas, baby.
Well, that's what they sent me a picture of. I've got a picture on my phone. Yeah, I do. I have a picture.
They're not going to give you your money back, Joshua.
Well, no, not true.
No.
He canceled it right away, too.
I was at a friend's house, and I had a steak delivered to his house.
because I didn't change the address, and I just told them there's no way I could have gotten to it. I wasn't there, and they refunded me the whole thing.
Yeah, really? That, no, Kate helped
but
me.
But now they know you're
so there is some hope.
Yeah, Kate helped me cancel it. This is fucking Jim Beam. That's what the show is sponsored by. Kate helped me cancel it, and it said I only owed $17 on a $120 Chick-fil-A order. Then we actually ordered Chick-fil-A, and it was ended up being like $80. I don't know, fucking. I think I just didn't click on.
Did we
as
eat
much.
It all at least? Because I know I ate it.
Okay, yeah, I cleaned up this morning. There was nothing left.
You were asleep.
I had one of the chicken sandwiches for breakfast.
Yeah, he had
I
the last.
Got cleaned up.
Yeah, he had the last of it. There was literally crumbs.
I have not checked to see if there was any negative reviews from us staying there last
what
night
did
yet.
You just say?
Oh, negative.
Repeat yourself.
I'm invited to the barbecue.
He said, it's Jim Beam. It's Jim Beam.
That's all I'm saying. If I said it, I didn't mean it in a negative connotation.
He was drunk, y'all. It was the
Holy
Jim
shit.
Beam.
How did I?
As the token black person here, I forgive you.
See, that's all you got to have. You got to have one African-American.
Don't say it.
All
don't
time.
Say it.
See,
don't
that's
say
the thing,
it.
Though. I'm like the whitest black person ever. So I'm not
I thought
sure.
you were mixed.
Hey, I need you to hush with that
no,
right now because I think okay. I just said the N-word on accident.
So you took care of our Mexican side too with
I
all
did.
The stuff that he
yep.
was saying. So
half Dominican, half black. I got
you better
that
be faking your stars as she is.
First off, I am just as much Mexican as a lot of people. I have raped pine straw a
says
time or two.
Says the fucking
the ginger.
You're racist as fuck.
Says the ginger.
Hey y'all wanna?
Oh
no, we've already been over this today. One half of my family's Irish, the other half is German. I am literally a drunk racist. Like, I'm like fucking Adolf O'Neill.
Welcome to the podcast.
Oh god.
I'm sorry.
It's getting deeper by the minute.
It is. I'm just digging a fucking hole right this second. I had another joke. And it was extremely.
Yeah, it's a good thing you forgot it.
It was extremely funny.
Carry on.
So guys, continue about the trip. So we went to
First
NASA.
All,
we had a mean lady
joke
at Subway.
For the strong-ass okay. robot was
Planet
hilarious.
Fitness was totally a hit.
It was great. It was yeah. great.
I don't know. NASA was pretty cool.
Yeah, go to
a lot of
NASA.
Stuff was closed down though.
That's what she said.
A lot of stuff was closed down because of
I've
COVID.
I've heard that my whole life.
Yeah. It did kind of suck when you and I were in the casino the other night and all the bars were shut down.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, don't go to fucking New Orleans.
Is there a casino here?
I had to play $20 worth of penny slots to get two drinks.
Oh, I feel so sorry that you had to play $20 worth of penny slots to get two drinks. I had to play $400 worth of Mississippi
Well, here's
stud.
The difference. I didn't go there to gamble. I went there to drink. Thank you. Yeah.
Was it free drinks?
If you were playing.
If you played yeah. penny slots. I got one Bud Light or one Mick Ultra. It cost me $400. What's bad? That's not the most expensive beer I've had in my life. There was a ticket. You ever got a littering ticket in Georgia?
No.
I have.
Oh, boy.
This is what's fucked up. And if anybody's listening, you can check and see that this is a law. There was a state patrol that was going one way. I was speeding. I had an open container in my truck.
The
state patrol. No, this is the middle
I can
of the day.
This is
like,
going
in
already.
Louisiana?
No, this is in Georgia. So, like, this is middle of the day. So, I'm just like, I hadn't been drinking. I just left work. And I was like, I didn't want an open container.
Right.
Like, ticket.
Obviously.
So, while his ass is spinning the fuck around, I roll the passenger side window down, throw my beer bottle out. It was the only one open. He pulls up and he says, sir, I saw you throw your beer bottle out. And I was like, I'm sorry. And he's like, do you want to go dig whatever it was, like at a creek where I threw it at? And he's like, do you want to go down there and find it and pick it up? And I was like, sir, I don't think we're going to be able to. He's like, I'm going to give you a littering ticket. And I was like, fuck yeah, it's not an open container. Fine with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Went to fucking court to pay the ticket. Littering in Georgia is a $1,400 ticket.
I would have taken the drinking and driving.
An open container in Georgia is like $300.
Oh, yeah.
If I would have just been like, you know what, fuck it, I'm drinking and driving. I would have saved myself fucking
$1,100. So the lesson is, kids, don't litter. Don't be a quitter. Pick up your litter. Give a hoot. Don't pollute. Just drink that shit.
I have threw out so much fucking trash from New Orleans.
Okay, just so you know, I just have to let you know, it has literally been like, that's probably why this part of my face is so tight, because I literally grind my teeth every time you guys throw something out of the window.
Oh.
I don't say anything because
it's
not my
trash.
But it makes me crazy.
Baby daddies can pick it up.
Well.
Well, Kylie's like, I got to give the prison worker something to do.
Do the crime, you do the time.
Well, you can go fuck yourself because I've had to pick up the trash before.
I have too, bitch.
Hey, I just love Mother Earth, okay, guys?
And you can't talk shit either. You wear fucking elf ears and no bra.
But that doesn't mean I like to litter.
You look like the magical whore.
Oh. I'm not the whore of the trip anymore.
It's only okay because you put magic in front of it.
That's right.
I want something in front of my whore.
What?
Yeah. Slutty. Oh, excuse me. Easy.
She's not.
And by the way, freeing the titties is not something that's wrong. Everybody should burn their fucking bras.
Yeah,
just saying it's natural.
I'm fine
go ahead, girl.
Say that you have very perky titties for someone that does not wear
a bra. You know, I stopped wearing a bra and my boobs actually
lifted. She said they got smaller.
They lifted because I use the muscles in my chest.
That makes sense.
It's real.
I can't do it, though.
Well, let's stop talking about my boobs.
The complete opposite.
I know what they look like.
Hey, your titties look nice today.
The complete
opposite. Oh, my God. My friend literally videotimed me this morning and she was like, you know, sometimes some people have good hair days, good makeup days. No, she was like, girl, you're having a good tit day. Your boobs look fucking phenomenal.
You were having a good tit night last night because I put you on my Snapchat and the thirst has been so real.
So I just have good boobs all the time.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, that's fine. We will agree.
The complete opposite happens when I don't wear underwear, though. My balls hang way low.
I never wear underwear.
Sir.
I need it.
We're going to need to pick those up.
A guy doesn't wear fucking boxers when you get over 30
like a man girl.
For like 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden, like, fuck, I'm slapping my knees. Like, this fucking, it's not dick, it's balls.
You like stepping on your own balls.
It's balls.
That's why the good Lord made jock straps.
Every time, like, I post a picture, and like, you can see, like, my britches, there's always, like, one woman that's like, oh, I like that bulge. And I'm like, bitch, it's my balls.
It ain't like, what you think.
I promise you, it's not dick.
What were you telling me? What did you say the other day? The Lord blessed you with.
What I don't know is
the good Lord knew.
The Lord
knew better than to give you.
I know the Lord knew better than to give me a big dick or musical talent.
There you go.
I'd get AIDS and I'm HIV positive about that. There's no way I could fucking.
He
act
saved
like an
your life by giving you a small package.
He said it's not very long, but it's real big around. It's like a cheese wheel.
That's what I told Kate yesterday. It's petite.
Yeah,
he's like, it was cute. That's why we baby talked.
You ever seen the?
He's like, it's the coolest wheel dick you ever did.
So that's the tip trick for you to get it hard. You got to baby talk to.
Have you ever seen the? Have you ever seen
like a baby carrot?
Hey, have you ever seen the cheddar wheels that have the wax on them that are like this long, but they're like that big around?
Yeah. Trust me.
I don't wait. What?
What did he say?
I missed it.
Let's circle back to that comment.
Listen, I think Josh could probably talk about his dick all day. He'll talk about it all day. He'll talk about it all day long.
I don't know what Nate Kenyon said. What? I'm gonna need Nate to repeat himself. What did you say, Mr. Kenyon?
Why are you calling him that?
I thought a cheese wheel.
I can't hit what y'all been doing in your spare time. That ain't none of my
business.
You just described an anal plug, and that's why I'm wanting you to repeat.
What?
What kind of podcast is this? We've gone for such a spectrum.
This ain't shit.
We talked about putting electrical cords in people's buttholes last weekend.
Okay, I think I'm missing out.
You should.
She said, tell
you guys are about to corrupt me.
I know. Everything's bigger in Texas. You know what I'm saying?
That's
why we're
Texas.
Doing this.
Unless Josh is in Texas, in which case.
Oh.
Then the average size of cock drops.
The statewide average drops by at least 33%.
Boy, that's rough.
We love you, though.
No, you both of y'all fuck yourselves.
But he's got a big personality, if you know what I mean.
You're good, Frodo. Chill the fuck out. It's okay. This is fun.
Hallelujah.
You got to keep bringing up the ears, though.
Did you say hallelujah?
Yeah.
You're never allowed to say that.
Hallelujah. You got to say it like
hallelujah.
By the way.
All right, my dear.
And everybody's been wanting me and Kylie to do a conspiracy theory show. We will eventually. But
she was
this
high
bitch,
today about this.
This bitch today at the fucking NASA.
I can't believe that you are into conspiracy theories, and you honestly think we went to the fucking moon.
We went to the moon, bitch.
I am flabbergasted.
Look, you believe in America? You believe in America?
I do.
You realize what happens if we didn't go to the moon. That means Russia beat us in something.
Absolutely, and duh. They did. Russia. That's why we rush.
She's like, we didn't go to the moon. The world is flat. Lizard people live in the bottom of the earth.
We faked it all.
We did not fake it.
Everything.
She faked it like she does on Tuesday nights.
I'm used to faking shit around me, but we didn't fake the moon landing. We fucking got in there.
Oh, baby, I'm going to educate you. I can't wait to this conspiracy theory.
She's going to start clapping.
Like, I'm ready.
You know when she says, oh, baby, that it's serious.
And not side clapping. I'm talking up and down clapping. Oh, yeah.
I want to put some videos up to YouTube right now and just sit here and just let him watch. Like, that's all.
Mind explosion.
First off, anytime you've ever put videos up and I've had to watch, the outcome was... It's all right.
It's all right. That was not going
Hashtag
where I thought it was going to go.
Kyle's got an OnlyFans.
Hashtag, we're about to pull up OnlyFans. I haven't posted anything.
Oh, yeah, you guys want to see her twerking in Paris? I got you.
Yeah. I haven't posted
The whole
anything
point
today,
of that fucking comment before somehow we got off on that was Kylie was literally saying loud as fuck in NASA, the moon landing was fake. There's goddamn scientists.
During the tour,
we videoed an astronaut, an actual astronaut.
There's people that dedicated their whole fucking life to the space program, and Kylie's just like, it's not real.
I call bullshit.
It didn't fucking happen.
So, at one point, Josh said, you know what I just realized? And I said, that all of this shit in here is fake because it wasn't real. It's all fake props.
To make it all fucking worse, they literally gave us a fucking babysitter.
They did.
I was talking about that. Yes. They set us in the very back row where the fucking moderator was right behind us.
Did y'all see her face when she was like shooting at the deer?
No. Okay, I didn't see it.
They had these little deer like out and about because they're doing like this livestock program, and so Kylie was doing a live, and every time that we passed a deer, she'd make her finger into a gun and shoot at the deer. And I'll tell you what, the girl behind, I was watching her reflection in front of the glass in front of me, or the plastic in front of me, and every single time you did it, she would just go, she'd shake her head to be like, I can't believe this girl right now.
Oh, she's like, probably, in such she's disgust, probably
like, you fucking barbarians.
Like, she probably don't think like we do
on,
about
I'm
stuff
like
that.
Honey, welcome to Texas, because that's how we do things in Texas.
It was like, it was like the clamp.
I assume that she would think this.
It was like the clampets go to NASA.
Oh,
yes. Like, we're riding.
Ellie Mae, get your ass back in this car.
Hey,
quit messing with that deer.
We're making a Bambi 2, 3, and 4 right here. Let's go.
Turkey season's coming up, baby. I was just getting some practice in.
We're riding by these deer, and all of a sudden I hear, boy, I wish I had something with a scope on it.
I'm literally looking at these deer, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're so cute. They're so cute. Oh, yeah, they look really cute in my freezer.
Yeah.
She's so judging her
face. Kylie's like, I'm finna go snap that bitch's neck in front of all of y'all. Then I'm gonna skin it. And then I'm going to fucking grill it on the fucking propulsion system or whatever from
on the rockets.
And they kept saying the rules over and over again. Like, we didn't understand. They were like, stop eating. Stop wearing, not wearing your mask.
And by the way, for those who don't know this, at NASA in Houston, they're raising deer and cattle.
And longhorns.
Yes. And alligators.
There were some pretty longhorns, I'm not going to lie.
They were.
Isn't it kind of weird that we got fucking food here? Like, I mean,
food.
My bad.
You're missing about two steps in the process.
Bulls and deer and whatever else, gator.
Yeah,
they
had some gator. There's been some nice food.
That was weird to me.
No kidding.
No, it shouldn't be weird. Like, if we end up having to live, which we never will, they're not fucking giving us a ticket to another planet. That's for damn sure. They're going to leave.
They're leaving y'all here.
Yeah, they're definitely leaving me and you behind. Everybody else in this room might have a chance.
Tell me that y'all wouldn't throw the best end of the world party ever.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't. I'd spend it with my daughter. I wouldn't throw a party.
Oh, that's sweet.
Not on the last day. On the day before, I spent it with my kids. I'm not trying to go out and see what hell would happen if.
Here's what would happen. Y'all would know like a week ahead of time before the war was ending. For the first 3 days of that week, y'all would get rowdy as fuck.
I would not. I would not.
Like, no, I don't. I don't think it would be that long. I don't think anybody would tell us.
I think they'd give us 24 hours.
All the dumb motherfucking rednecks.
Because they would be scared of what we would
just
do.
It would leak and we'd have like 20 hours to live.
Now, every redneck in the country would get going, like, know what? We're going to point our 22s at this goddamn asteroid and we're all going to pull the trigger at one time.
America! America!
Hell, I got 1,000 rounds of 30-06 in the basement.
We will knock it out the fucking sky.
I was born on American soil. I'm dying on American soil. That's right, baby.
God. No, no.
Born and bred. No,
if I knew the end of the world was actually coming, I wouldn't drink. I wouldn't. I'd spend it with my family. I would not want to have a party.
Wait, but why would you wait until the world is ending to do that?
Do what?
So spend it with your family.
I already do.
But why would you stop drinking?
Fuck this shit, man.
Why would I stop drinking? Because I hope one day in my life I'm like, I don't want to drink anymore.
And so you would wait till the last day of Earth to be like, I quit.
Hey, there's a lot of motherfuckers that are on their deathbed to find Jesus. I found Jesus a long time ago. I know that me and him are going to have a conversation one day about my drinking.
Josh,
I just want to cut it out beforehand.
He's like, Josh, I really love you, man, but you got to cut it out. You got
to
cut it out.
Collect, like, super high-end alcohols.
Yeah, me too.
You become a connoisseur.
I've said it time and time again. When they, in the state that we live in, and even we're in Texas right now, when they legalize marijuana, I will not drink anymore.
I will
quit drinking.
Cheers to that.
No,
100%. Amen, Michigan. Shout out. Good job, guys. Getting that shit on the roll.
I see myself, like, I see me and Josh, like, going our separate ways years later in life, and then when we're like,
his face. Bitch, you
ain't like, you ain't going nowhere, bitch. You staying in my fucking basement.
Yeah, I'm just
you
still cash cow.
Thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. This is the last episode me and Kylie Strickland are doing.
Well, I finished.
His face.
I feel like I feel like I'm gonna be like 60 and you're gonna be like 70. And
damn.
Bitch,
we are
him, baby.
5 years
to
apart.
I'm gonna come out.
No wonder you didn't like the fucking scientists.
I have some 20-year-old brandy. You want to try it?
I'm telling you,
I will not drink anymore.
You may not drink it, but I think you'll collect it.
I agree.
I could see you having the most pristine Scotch cabinet. Just the
okay, so to be completely honest, I do not see you having that liquor there in front of you and not being able to want to try it.
I feel like he would save it.
No, I'm telling you.
If it was some nice stuff, you wouldn't want to drink it?
No, because he would save it for a special occasion.
People think I drink more than I do. I really don't.
Because every snap, you have a beer in your hand.
I really don't.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah.
They felt that about me because every time I was on live, I was
like, I didn't realize what it was with me until I did that podcast where Bar None and
Ty Garcia and
Tainted Lyric and all them kind of my studio. That's the first time I'm telling you, this never happened before. I got nervous beforehand because of their social media following.
Uh-huh.
So that day, I knew what time they were coming. I went and I fucking played golf with some friends. I had a couple of drinks. I wanted to relax.
Right.
Because when you are put on, Kylie and me kind of eased into it with each other.
Say, it's me and Kylie are fucking
chopped
liver.
No, that's not what I mean.
It's cool.
First off.
It's cool.
It's getting a little tense in here.
Shut up.
I woke up in your studio by my
first
fucking
off.
Self, passed out on the couch. But yeah, we eased into it.
Now, first off, I eased into it. You didn't.
Bless.
Yes. Anyway.
That moonshine will get your ass.
I mean that as a compliment. I mean that as a compliment towards you, though. I was nervous because a man is always going to compare himself to men. Me and you, or me and Kate, are fucking apples and oranges.
Okay.
But that's a good thing.
Oh, this is about to get interesting.
No,
I can already tell.
I'm getting a little upset.
I'll clean up the blood.
Okay.
She done pursed the lips. I can tell.
Okay, fuck it.
She sucked her teeth and it's over.
Look, women are fucking hilarious. They're funny. They can talk about things that a man cannot talk about.
Like titties.
No, we can talk about it. It's just,
but you can't talk about elf titties without another girl in the room.
Say what you're about to say because you're 100% right.
I can walk up to another girl and be like, your tits look great. And she'd be like, oh my God, thank you, girl.
I wouldn't slap you for that, but if a strange man said it, I might kick him in the dick.
So the thing is the way that you two can be funny is not a way that I can be funny. It's like there's some fucking great female comedians, but if a male comic did their act, it's not funny.
So what you're saying is that you were nervous because it's different when you're bantering off of a female because it's like an easy balance.
Yes.
Versus when there's all men in the room.
When you have
y'all are bringing the same thing.
When you have four
you don't
men
want to take
in the
locker room talk
everybody
to a podcast.
Considers them.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Self alpha.
I get that.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I
yes, that's what it is.
Right.
It's when it's,
but
it's
I understand.
Yeah. When yeah. you are around other people that have the same mindset as you, then you have four alphas in the fucking room. You don't want to be the one that's in last.
Just to confirm, right. there are no beta bitches.
They're comparing
right.
swords.
You don't
not
want
a single
be.
One.
So, like, when I got done listening to that podcast after it was over, I was like, I fucking held my own, and these guys have way bigger social media followings than I fucking have. And I held my fucking own.
Right.
Like, with Kylie and Kate, when we've all done the stuff together, we've bounced off of each other. Because they're both alphas, but they're female alphas. I'm a male alpha.
Like, it's different because we're all
what am I, a duck?
Like, I've known you for 5 years. She's yeah. known you for a long time. So there's already that underlying, like, friendship vibe versus just
yeah.
being a whole bunch of strangers and being like, let's do a show.
Exactly. So that was kind of like a bunch of it with that was I was intimidated. But, like, not bad. It's limp. You should be used to that by now.
That
hold on.
Shit,
hold on. I got to
on that note, I'm going to mix.
You yeah, have to put it right in my face.
I'm going to pause this for another drink break. That second piss break was brought to you by Cialis, helping men out with whiskey dick for many moons now.
But did it really help you?
I didn't have to use it.
He didn't.
Oh, no, excuse me.
He didn't have
I wasn't
any.
Given the option to use
I
it.
Believe you mean you didn't have any on hand.
I didn't have anything on hand.
Bullshit.
You had nothing with
your
hands?
Me, trust me. I tugged and tugged and tugged. It was like the little engine that could.
He was beating a dead horse, but we'll call it a dead miniature pony.
There you go. It was like the little engine that could, but he couldn't.
He couldn't.
he kept trying to chug along.
The little engine that could.
He thought he could, but.
No. First of all.
Shit's the real world. It don't work
off,
out like that.
He did not think he could. There was other encouragement in the household at the time. But I knew it wasn't happening.
I believe in you, buddy.
No. I was like.
No, not that kind.
I was like, look, I know you CP. I know it's bedtime. Like, I just want to roll over, go to sleep. But you also got to, like, give people medals for participation. Like, you go, thank you.
I was asleep for this whole thing, so I don't know anything about it.
No, we don't divulge names.
I just want to
make fun
clear.
Of me. We don't divulge names.
I was asleep.
Nothing. You know how many fucking messages I'm going to get because of that? Oh, and it wasn't because, like, this is what's sad. Is they're going to, like, we know you're fucking telling the truth.
I saw what somebody wrote.
It's not like, I said
not,
it.
Not
yeah.
even a question.
That's exactly.
I texted you and asked you something, and I read it over your shoulder.
What?
And do it. Put it on blast. Put it on blast.
I
will
tell you. I read it.
Oh, you read that earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, don't read that again.
What was
don't.
It?
No. This is not a conversation to have on the podcast.
Inquiring minds wish
I'm
to know.
No.
I know. No.
Okay. No. He knows Brooke though.
I don't
we
want
never,
to know.
Yeah, we never. Man, wasn't speaking badly of her. She just she referenced something, and then she's like, I fucking know. And I was like, you don't know shit. That's pretty much, she's like, I bet you did.
I don't
and I
think
was
you
like,
do.
But you were like, hell no, you told her.
It first time I told her the truth.
Brooke,
I swear if you're listening to this right now.
You know she
this
is.
This is for entertainment purposes
hey,
only.
Kill him.
Anyone that is listening to this, whether it is a baby mama or a city council.
You get him, girl. You
off,
get him.
First off, city council kiss my ass because I'm in Texas.
This is getting deeper by the minute.
What are they going to do?
We're in Texas, bitch.
Yeah. Fuck your rules.
They let us bring guns to NASA.
Yes. I could fucking have a gun in NASA.
But get mad
but
when you finger shoot
a
deer.
Fucking beer in my studio. Fuck you.
How does that work?
I don't know.
I know. They tried to just root me.
I know.
They tried to root me.
But like
what it is, somebody doesn't like me. But thank
I
God. And hold on. Let me say this right because I had to give credit where credit's due.
No idea how small
the people from city council that have came to my studio in the past 2 weeks, they straightened out the issue with me. There was no issue. There was somebody else that is under city council that tried to make it
a big
problem.
Deal. Yeah.
City council literally said to me, we don't even know who the fuck you are, besides for one member who listens to the show. I'm not going to say your name, but thank you for you and your husband coming by the studio. But anyway, they were like, we don't care. You've done nothing. You have no noise complaints. Your
right.
neighbors like you. You fucking help out with charities. You give back to police officers. We don't give a fuck.
Well, I was going
to
say, I know what.
The First Amendment, he's allowed to say whatever.
Well,
and he's got that on his door.
Well, here's the deal. I know what you stand for.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a long time. And I've come and been on the show. And I know the night that I came over, we had a great time, and we didn't disturb anything.
I know.
We didn't, you know.
The problem with it was, and, like, it's stupid, I did a video when we first started, and I had the girls that was working for me at the time, the Raising Grace girls.
Right.
And when I thought I could... I didn't want to have
Hold on.
What?
I need to know who these Raising Grace bitches are.
They were very
and
nice
what
girls.
They
they're nice ladies. They're not bitches.
They were very nice.
Bitches.
Girls. All right, so.
We call
young
bitches.
Women. Young entrepreneurs.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Bitch.
You're going to get me a fucking in an entanglement
if
here in a
don't
minute.
Call
I'm
you, if you're a woman and I don't call you a bitch, then I don't like you.
Yeah, I call
if
everybody
I call you bitch.
Like it's like my favorite word.
You do.
I say bitch a lot. All right, so because of women like you and Kate and other people, I had this idea that when I first started the business, that when I first started a studio, that something that would be really good is to pick girls who had not no social media following, but not as big as like Kylie and Kate are. Our conservative Barbie, we'll see you tomorrow, hopefully. But anyway, I wanted to help these girls who had a good look to them
right.
that I thought were creative. You and everybody else in this room knows how hard it is to be creative.
Yeah. It is.
So, like, when you're around, creativity drives creativity.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, when you're around people like we're around right now, there's liable to be something really funny, a good song. Something comes out of it because you get pushed. That's why competition is so important.
Yes.
So I picked these girls by what they look like. I interviewed them with a lot of girls, and I wanted to hear their past.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to hear like the shit they've been through. And I picked girls that were damaged as fuck, but beautiful,
but
fucking
overcomers.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
So I picked them because I thought I could help them grow, and they could help me grow.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't have the mindset to be creative the way I needed them to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally was like, fuck it. I'm going to start a TikTok and all this other stuff. I'll do it myself.
Right.
But it was nothing against him. It's just if you don't have that creative gene, you don't mm-hmm. have
well,
it.
It's just the vision. Some people have it. Some people don't. It's not something you can really
You're right. I mean, it's just where people don't understand it.
Well, it's just like music. It's like songwriting. Some people got it. Some people don't. You know, it's just a fact. It's not discriminatory.
You're not less or more because of it. It's just who you are. It's in your soul.
Else people got to understand too. And I struggle with this. And Josh gets on my ass about it all the time. But the consistency is everything.
Oh, like you have to.
If you don't have a passion for it and it's not something that you're wanting to do, especially when you're trying to collaborate with other people, like, it's difficult. Like, times like this, like, where we can all get together are very rare because everyone's schedules usually don't match up. So
right.
if you do have chances to, like, partnership and you're not consistent with it, it's just going to
You're missing
loud.
Your chance for a creative project.
Like, it takes a specific kind of personality.
That. You gotta have thick skin to do this shit.
I'm gonna say, because we're all pretty different in here, but I think we get along pretty well.
Like, not everybody could do what I do. Like, I get on, you know, TikTok Live and I tell people when they go piss with me. I tell them when I have to shit. I tell them who I fuck, when I fuck them. All of that. Like, not everybody.
She does go over the
top. Yeah, no, my TikTok's just me and Elf
ears.
Like, not everybody is willing to do that.
Yeah,
no, but that's
like
raw. That's so authentic.
I love is because I'm so
You're transparent.
Real, and people love it. But not everybody can do that. And a lot of people can't. A lot of people give a fuck what other people think about them.
Yes.
And I don't at all. So when trolls or haters are commenting on my shit, and I'm sitting here firing back at them being a smart ass, other people are going to get upset and get hurt. I went through a lot of growing and a lot of healing, and I went through some shit, and now I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks about me. I live my life for me and my happiness only and my kids. So anything that these random fucking trolls on the internet have to say doesn't fucking bother me.
I just tell people I can't hear them from my yacht.
I've told you time and time before, is the key to success with doing what you're doing.
I know
what the fuck you want to post,
and
don't read
the comments.
Right. These people don't matter.
Say what you mean and mean what you say, really.
When I use a comment and fire back at them, they get pissed. Like somebody was like, somebody did one comment yesterday, the other day, and was like, how come you're the TikTok hoe? How come you don't, and how can you own up to it and don't delete this comment? And I was like, I didn't know I was the TikTok hoe. I'm gonna need a crown, a sash, and a trophy. And did you really think I was going to delete your comment? Like, I don't delete bad comments. I'll sit there and say a smart-ass reply back to you.
But that is something.
And make you sound like an idiot.
A lot of people have to understand that side of social media. Like, it's great. Like, obviously, I love the people that have chose to support me. Like, that's awesome, as I'm sure anyone else who
has that connection.
But you guys also have to think about the after, like, the other side of that. Like, I've had issues with my family because I'm very openly conservative. That's not something that lines up with my family. You know, you put a lot out there, and when you put a lot out there, you're going to get a lot back.
Yeah.
So granted, having the thick skin is great, but it goes deeper than that.
You're putting your whole life out there for people.
Like, for every one hateful comment, I have 500 more positive.
Well, you're never, the thing is, you're never going to please everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. I had an uncle, and he's dead and gone now, rest his soul, but he was a good buddy of mine. Like, me and him were buddies. And he had a rough life. He had a rough go of it. Mm-hmm. But he and I used to sit out when I was younger, and I was coming up and kind of figuring out who I was, and we would talk. Mm-hmm. And he had a load of life experience. And he would tell me stories about, like, he had been in prison. He got paroled. He was out, you know, whatever. And he taught me a lot of life lessons through telling me things that had happened to him while he was in and before he was in. He used to work oil fields, stuff like that. And he told me, and one thing he told me that has stuck in my mind all through the whole musical career and working Pipeline that I'm doing now, you know, whatever, anything I've ever done.
Oh, you work on Pipeline?
Yeah.
No, she's going to pop you.
Oh, God. But hey.
Wait a minute. I got to look at you differently now.
Hold on.
But hear me out. One thing that he told me one time that stuck in my head, he said, son, one thing you will find is that the people who go looking for trouble are never ready for it when they do find it. And I've learned that the hard way in my life, but it is the damn truth.
I just also want to point out the very big generational shift in what you just said. Like,
I'm
sorry. Like, when you think about it, like, when we talk about, like, we're sitting here being like, oh, the comments. And, like, then you've got people that have been through some serious shit, and they look at us, and they're like, okay.
There are bigger things. There are bigger things.
Y'all real cute here. I got some death row stories for you, but, you know, it's adorable that you think you got it tough.
Our good friend just wrote a song. Lee Tucker, and I'll play it for y'all in a few minutes. But the line in the song, he got pissed off at some fucking troll that went on to social media, stole his pictures. Lee lives in Nashville. He's a songwriter.
Yeah.
He hangs out with some fucking amazing people, and that's how
I'm talking about the fake profile.
Yeah, the
thing.
Fake profile.
Yeah.
Lee sat there. He got fucking drunk and wrote a song, and it was one of the lines in the song is, or the chorus of the song is, "Don't let Facebook get your ass whooped." And it's just like,
that's real.
It is what Kate just said.
Well, what you said earlier, everybody's a damn hero behind a damn keyboard or a screen or something.
I feel like Lee is very underappreciated.
Yes,
he
is.
That's like a banger already from that one line.
It is.
The whole fuck Kathleen.
I'm going to tell you something about Lee Tucker. He is a super talented songwriter.
Yeah.
He bounces ideas off me from time to time, and he has in the past, and I go, why did I not think of that? He finds the most cool things in the smallest details, and I appreciate that.
He's just inspired by everything.
He did, but the cool thing about Lee is he does not give a fuck.
No, he doesn't.
That's why you're successful, and everybody else in this room, Kylie, all of y'all, is because at some point in time, envious, not because of what we do, the money we make, or anything like that.
No, but it's the fact
it's
you're doing it.
It's because we do it, and we do it with a smile on our fucking face, and we're unapologetic about who we are.
We do the things that everybody that is too worried about what if never do.
It's not worried about what if. It's worried. A lot of people are worried about what
society thinks.
Yeah.
People think.
And I used to sit there and listen to my friends be like, we would like watch YouTube, and they'd be like, oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do way better than that.
Yep.
And my friend had to point it out. She was like, hey, well, they're at least doing it.
I mean,
you know, why are you not? And it's just, it takes a lot to do that.
There's a lot of people, the backside of that, they'll be like, oh, well, you need the public affirmation. You need the affirmation from the public to feel important.
No.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, I was doing the Southern Oreo for 5 years before I got big. And then, you know, I blew up, whatever, that's fine.
But I've been preaching this message for half a decade at this point, long before anyone was giving me the time of day, because I believed in what I was saying.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like, unless you really know the history of that person or you know the story that they've gone through to get where they are, like, a lot of us have been saying it's us being ourselves. Like, there's no other way to really explain it. Like, this is Josh being Josh. This is Kyla being Kyla. This is me being me. This is Tyler being Tyler. This is heaven being heaven. Like, this is literally us just being ourselves, and then... I feel like, for me personally, TikTok gave me a platform to be able to cultivate my personality in a way that resonated with the public.
And a way to express yourself. You know, like, that's it. Exactly. I just want to connect. If I can connect with one person, then that's it. That's all I need.
It was TikTok.
Well, it was like conservative Anthony and conservative Barbie the other night when I did the podcast with them. When I actually sat there with both of them for an hour or whatever, and you found out who they were, why they supported this country, and all these things. You realize real quick, and the reason why people like them, us, and some more folks, Ginger Billy was just on the show, and all that stuff. Like,
oh, yeah.
It will be people like us that hang around and continue to grow because we're not fake. There's a lot of people that Kate fucking does the political thing. I do the political thing. It's funny how you don't.
Stay away from
I know,
stay away from
I know you don't. But the thing is, some people are a one-trick pony. When Trump lost, a bunch of these people that were big on social media, being a conservative, all of a sudden had no content.
Off. Right.
And now they've disappeared.
Yep. And I called that shit. I literally had conversations with other conservative creators and be like, y'all realize, like, the election's going to end. It's going to go one or two.
But this is why I keep telling, I told fucking Anthony and Barbie the other night, the same thing I told both of you. I've been in radio. This podcast is the next big fucking platform because you get censored on every other social media platform.
Yep.
But with podcasts, you cannot, and sponsors still pay you. That is why podcasts are growing. I push your ass, Kate, because you've already set everything up.
I know it.
You are so
fucking... Yeah, what the fuck, Kate?
I know it. I know I'm bad.
I'll be your first guest.
But also...
Like you said, it's consistency.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, hey, do you remember when it was me and you and Neil that did the episode that I was on?
I don't remember it, unfortunately.
We'd like to thank Jim Beam for that.
See, y'all just all need to move to Texas, and then we can just do this
every
week.
But listen, when we were doing that, we got to talking about the how the election went and everything like that. And Neil said that it bothered him that stuff had become completely about Trump and less about the party and the beliefs.
I feel that.
And the reason behind people falling off is because they were it became almost like a cult there for a little while. But you gotta be grounded.
Tell me something like that sounds like a cult, but it's not a cult. Trump supporters.
But hold on. What I'm getting at is you gotta be grounded in what you believe is right.
Yes. Which is true, and I think that's what a lot of people. I think the reason why it kind of became culty though, because I'm a Trump supporter, was because of the fact that people were tired of aligning themselves necessarily with a political party and more with the man was trying.
That's why the QAnon stuff blew the fuck up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because so many people. are still so sick of the way that things are that they're willing to believe almost fucking fairy tales.
Yes.
Because you're so sick of fucking what it is.
No, I get that.
You know,
but we're not trying to make this a political podcast.
No, and we're not. It's not. No, it's about. It is about what we're talking about right now.
I'm the black sheep here. I'm gonna just be quiet.
Well, I've just been silent for the last 15 minutes.
Just be quiet.
No, I get it, and I totally understand. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like, and like Josh said, you know, I went political for a long time. I will tell you what, that is probably one of my biggest regrets that I've had to date. Now, granted, I regret it, but I don't. I felt like I had a lot that I needed to say, and I had my reasons for why I wanted to say what I needed to say. But when you put yourself in that particular category,
you're putting yourself in a box.
In a very tight.
You're right.
Box. It did not.
You can't change your mind because then you're a hypocrite.
Yes. And now I totally own that. You don't see a lot of black country chicks out there. No. And that's what I got big off of. And then I went political. I blew the fuck after that. But I'll tell you what, when I got tired of seeing nothing but Trump and Biden in my comments, and that's all it was. Every day I would wake up with either death threats over political views.
Yeah.
Or comments about something
but
political.
That's all they're going to want from you.
Exactly.
All your
and
followers
I,
followed you because they were Trump supporters.
Right.
And honestly, probably because you were a black Trump
supporter. And it shifted.
And now that's all they're going to want from you.
Right.
Your followers are going to get upset.
And it's exhausting. But I'm slowly transitioning back to their stuff, and it's going fine. I've got, you know, whatever. But it's when it becomes a personality trait, it's a problem.
Well, here's the thing. It's gotten to the point where that stuff has crept into every aspect of life, mm-hmm. and people lose sight of the fact that all five of us here are just people.
Exactly.
And there is so much more to us than just...
So much more than politics.
Than our political views.
So much more than politics.
What
yes.
every one of y'all are saying in the long... Sum it up. Is there's nobody in this room that is a one-trick pony.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
The reason why, and I've stressed it to both of these assholes on the other side of me, and with your music and everything, you're not just country. I mean, other thing, you're just not a video photographer, whatever the fuck it is.
Videographer.
Some weird girl that wears elf ears and films
I struggle with a lot of stuff. But no, the reason why people like us will be successful moving forward
right.
is we're not putting ourselves in a box. My show is called Politics, Religion, and Whiskey because it's the shit I got fired for.
That's a very open range.
And it's the shit I got fired for.
Is that
for.
Why you named that?
Yeah.
Well, not really the whiskey. I wanted a whiskey sponsor.
Well, the chances
but
are.
The politics and religion part.
The chances are that if you don't like one of the two, then you'll like the third one.
Traumas,
I think.
Trauma bomb.
Oh, sign me up for that
but,
shit.
Oh, hell no.
I wasn't in the mood. You weren't in the mood. This was the day the whole city council shit went down.
We's both in a bad fucking mood.
We were fucking pissy, so we just fucking went with it. We talked about religion, and we talked about politics or whatever, but, I mean, that's the only episode we've ever done that we've talked about.
We used that as a crutch that day because both of us could not... Like how Kate said a while ago, it is so fucking hard to be creative all the time.
Consistently, yes. It's exhausting.
Like, people forget.
Like, you know, what they want me to give them tips. And I try to tell them.
Right here.
I try
yes.
to tell them, do not make your page all about one thing.
Nope.
You're going to want to post all kinds of different stuff.
Don't put your eggs in one basket.
All kinds of different people's For You page. It is a person's For You page.
Right.
So they're going to get stuff on their For You page, which is stuff compared to what they want. Like, they want stuff on their For You page. It's going to be stuff they're interested in. Make all kinds of different content so that you're not just stuck to one.
Well, if you reach one audience, you don't reach them anymore. You're done.
If you post all kinds of different shit.
Yes. And I also agree. I always say when people ask me that, I'm like, you have to stop trying to be everybody else. I've seen so many people that are trying to get big on social media, and they'll be like, oh, well, I like so-and-so. I'm like, that's great, but you're not them.
No, you can be inspired by them. It doesn't mean you have to be them.
Right. Well, they found something about their personality, and they figured out how to make it different from everyone else.
Every
look at your personality and figure out how to make it different
people
from everybody else.
People don't understand how hard it is.
That's just different.
Well,
it is hard to think of video ideas.
And that's just TikTok. That's just TikTok. If you're doing it across the board, if you're doing Facebook, if you're doing Instagram, if you're doing TikTok, if you're doing all the different things, like, I have to schedule 2 or 3 photo shoots a month. And then on top of that, then you got to have a video shoot if you're trying to get higher quality. Like, this is not something we just wake up and say, you know what?
Josh.
Yeah, we're going to do this, and it's going to be great.
This
like,
is
no, you got to schedule
yeah, like,
that shit.
Okay, I was a paramedic in Fulton County, the most dangerous county in Georgia. I was a paramedic, and I made enough on TikTok
hey,
to quit
up.
My job doing that. And I'm distracted. I'm sorry.
No.
Me though.
Yeah. Okay.
Refill.
But it didn't happen overnight. Like
no.
it's, it didn't happen.
Well, listen.
Overnight.
5 years.
You have to have a creative mind for this, and it's difficult. Honestly, it's more difficult than working on the fucking ambulance.
Look,
social media is a hard platform to navigate.
It's hard, trying to come up with a viral idea.
Look, here's the thing, though.
And the things that you would think would go viral don't go viral.
She just does not know how to shut the fuck up.
She's on a roll.
The Kylie Show, bitch.
It usually is when you're on.
The Kylie V Show, baby, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Yes, ma'am. The point... I hate you so fucking much. God, I wish you wasn't
say
so
what
good.
Say go.
The reason why I like y'all are special is because what you're describing to other people... is the reason why they don't have the following that you two have. You two sit here and you talk about how difficult it is. The reason why everybody can't do it is because they're not wired like y'all two are. You two are fucking great at what you do. People are going to try to emulate that and be exactly what y'all are, and they're going to fail.
Well, it's a different breed. Yeah.
They're going to fail. You have to push yourself harder than somebody that's bigger than you.
Yes.
But you don't have to push yourself harder than somebody that has 2,000 followers.
Here's also the thing, though, y'all, before we start to sound like conceited fucking assholes.
It's not being conceited. It's not being conceited.
No, I know that. But I will also say, because I've seen this happen, and I have known people back when I had 2,000 followers that also had 3,000 followers at the time that have blown up at the same time that I have blown up, that have completely turned their back on the little people. And I say that in the sense that when I say little people, I mean people with smaller accounts. Y'all have to realize we're fully aware. We wouldn't be shit without y'all. Like, and Josh knows that too. Like, him being in the top 100, if no one's fucking listening, we're not fucking relevant. So that's please why don't think that when we're saying this that it's like, oh, we're better than everyone. We're not. We like,
It's not saying that. It's them trying. Y'all get more shit than I do. I get more shit on the podcast because I do 5 shows a week. Y'all get more stuff on TikTok and stuff than I do.
Because they're there daily.
But yeah, but my followers know this because one thing I've always prided myself on is a lot of big creators don't, like, I will overexhaust myself trying to reply to everybody's comment on my live and, like, trying to be super interactive with my fans. And not many big creators will do that. Crap. They'll just sit there and, like, talk about whatever they want to talk about and not reply. I try to be so interactive with my fans, and it's exhausting. Yeah.
Well, it's about the attention. Like, they just want to know that they're valued. That's why people follow you.
That, like, I know by name and profile picture on my sub.
Yes.
I know what's going on in their daily lives.
That
I've
been there since day one.
Yeah, even though I just know the reply to your messages and my DMs or whatever, because that shit is the most exhausting thing. Like, oh, my God.
We filter through some
not really.
Shit. Y'all.
Holy shit. But that's also why I think we love doing meetups so much too, y'all, because you guys get to see how, like, to this day, I think I still remember the very first time anyone recognized me from TikTok. I was in HEB, I was in gray sweatpants, my hair was in a bun, I had no makeup on. And this bitch, I'm picking cheese out from the cheese aisle, my shredded Mexican cheese, because I was making nachos. And she comes up to me.
I thought she was going to say she had a wedgie.
Oh my God. And she goes, are you the Southern Oreo? And I swear to y'all, like, it was the weirdest thing. And I wish that we could do more meet and greets.
It makes you feel weird, though, because, like, I'm just a normal
bitch. And that's why I love doing meet and greets, because I feel like y'all can see how normal we are. And we're not some celebrity. We're literally some people sitting on a couch. Like,
but people, too, like, so I do put a lot of my life out there. Like, I'm very open about my life. So people expect me to put everything out there.
Also,
like, for instance, I don't put my kids on social media.
Real quick, y'all, because she just said that. Just because we put all of our shit out there, I understand it's social media. I understand everyone got an opinion. It does not mean we are asking for your parenting advice, that we are asking for your life advice, that we are asking for any, like, sometimes we just share to share.
Cheers.
It can be
that
therapeutic. It does not mean that you are now a licensed therapist.
We're not here for your judgment. No. We're here for your entertainment. There's a big difference.
They're hairstylist, they're mom of the year.
You're a police officer.
I'm like, holy, fuck yeah, people call my probation officer.
No, my
probation officer said, look, you're going to have to get your people on TikTok under control. Because I don't have time for this. Yes.
Oh, my lady.
Yes. But my thing is, why do they follow you and they're fans, but then they tattle on you? Why would somebody do that?
I've told her time and time again, it's not the people that love her that
does
that.
They care.
It's the people
they
that
care.
Are jealous. And not jealous of what she posts.
It's just absolutely
It's
crazy.
People that are miserable with their own lives.
That's right.
And they want to. Yeah.
Well, they get so bored with their own stuff
that
they
exactly
literally have
it.
To invest in your life because that's the only thing they have going for them.
Get hobbies. I don't talk about politics. I don't talk about religion. And I don't talk about
smart.
My kids.
It's smart.
I have my kids.
But you talk about whiskey.
Just getting rammed in the asshole drop.
If you go back far enough on my page, you'll see old videos with my kids in there.
She does.
And then I stopped because people were messaging me, asking me where they go to school and, like, what their birthdays were.
That's too much. That's too much information.
Now people are like, oh, you don't ever have your kids. No, you just don't see them.
Well, the truth is that.
And I had one girl that was like, we just parent different. She just commented on my stuff and was like, I would want to show my kids off. I do want to show my kids off, but you don't have the following that I do. My kids are out in public with their dads, and people are coming up, and I'm like, oh, I see your mom.
See that happens with me and Gracie.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And Gracie, I feel
but
like
Gracie,
she carries that well.
Oh, but you don't understand. Like, Gracie is unique like y'all are.
Yeah.
Like everybody in this room.
Yeah. She's
I'm I have said it time and time and time again. I am building something that and fucking
that
Gracie.
Gracie
in 10 years from now is the fucking biggest podcast, radio, whatever
she
star. I will 100 that's why the name of the company is Raising Grace.
Yeah.
I'm not shit. Like, I know that what I'm doing is the foundation. Gracie's building a fucking house.
He's shuffling the path.
Like, that's why Gracie gets put on social media. Because I even did, like, my best friend that I grew up with came to town weekend before last, and him, his wife, his daughter, and his son came to the studio. Gracie is just like talking shit or whatever, because that's what Gracie does.
Yeah, right.
It, oh yeah, Gracie.
I'm sorry, do you know Gracie, who her dad is?
Gracie
like,
talks.
She's like, hey, that's a good question.
Gracie they talks good, mad shit. Like, trust me. So like, I'm just sitting there bullshitting with her, and like, Gracie goes and sits at the podcast table in the studio, and it's like she just starts talking. I'm like, Gracie, do you want to do an episode by yourself for a few minutes? And she's like, fuck yeah, Dad. Like, so I put Gracie at the table. Then I put his son, who's, oh, I think Walker's 2 or 3, and Peyton, who is his daughter, who's a couple months older than Gracie, like 9 months older than Gracie. I just let Gracie interview them and talk shit. And they're 9-year-olds and then a kid. And you know what? It didn't last for like 7 minutes.
That's okay, though.
But it was, yeah. Gracie, when you hear, Gracie in some of the smart ass shit that she says, it's just like, oh, my fucking kid is a badass.
Her, I will say this. Her diction and her conversation, yes, when you talk to her, it's like a grown-ass woman.
Yes. She's a tiny genius.
I say it all the time. I feel like women have to be raised stronger and different now.
Definitely. Well, and what I respect is, like, I feel like there was never any of this coochie-coochie-coo whenever she was cut. Like,
no,
you didn't coddle her.
But you want give her the credit, though. We've called her Danger Baby since she was a fucking year old. That child is fucking tougher than nails. She has never wanted to be babied.
Yeah.
Now, unless we're on a softball field, then if because I'm that dad that fucking hits it way too hard. But
sounds like my dad.
But that's what softball dads do. Gracie. Like, there's a bunch of guys out there, and I know Tyler's not like this. I'm not against, like, women being president, being in head positions. It does not demasculate me whatsoever for a woman.
You don't think women should be president?
No, I'm saying I think they can.
No,
be.
He said that.
The
no,
way she
no,
looked
no,
at him.
He's agreeing with me.
Okay.
Yeah,
said
he said
Tyler doesn't think this way. That's what he said.
No, I said Tyler agrees. He knows.
Okay.
He said he has nothing against that, and I said no. I don't have anything against it either.
But I think
nice
that
push.
In the world we live in now, that women have to be raised to be strong, because y'all are the next fucking leaders. Like, there's no fucking ifs, ands, and buts about it. The way that this world is going with all the liberals and all the shit, women are going to run our country, our governments, and everything. And there needs to be strong-ass women.
We've talked about this before, and how women, but you also feel different on, like, women taking care of the household and all of that. We've talked about that.
Here's the thing. I had a tiki talker about this a while back. I am an alpha bitch, okay? I take care of my own. I pay my bills. I do my shit.
Right.
But I also was raised with really old school Southern values.
Same.
I can, I run
same.
Two companies and I do all my shit, but you best believe if I has a man, I'm making him dinner. And it's not because
the
I feel.
He walks in that
right.
House, it is hot
it's
and
not.
Coming out
exactly.
The oven,
but that has nothing to do
that
with.
That house is clean.
Right. But that, and that's it. Not, but that's not. I don't find that to be misogynistic.
But the thing is,
me,
it's not like you're meant to. Like,
exactly.
You're not supposed to. You do
I'm
it because you want
it
because to.
He done told me I'm a woman and I have to do it. I'm doing it because that's what I believe
but
a woman does for me.
But y'all
man.
Realize what you're saying right now. It is not a man, like, saying he's better than you, and you're not
right.
saying that you're better than the man. You're not demasculating your man by saying,
no,
oh, he
not.
Has to do it. That's the problem with all these fucktards now.
The feminist movement
yes.
fucked
yes.
us up.
Yes.
It really
Agreed.
Did.
Yes.
Wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Because it went from being a we want equal rights as men.
Which
to
you should have,
men.
100%.
So here's my dad, my grandpa, my dad's dad, owned a restaurant in my hometown. It's still around today. He sold it. So he offered it to my dad and my uncle, and they both turned it down when they were young because they had jobs lined up and whatever. But
oh,
my
God
grandpa,
damn, did you put any coke in this?
A little bit.
Oh, just for the record, Tyler Branch is trying
Your
to make.
Your vagina is showing, John.
But my dad's family
nice,
ran this
playing.
Restaurant. And dad, so dad did everything from mop floors to bus tables to cook.
Yep.
And I grew up watching my dad in the kitchen buzzing around the stove just as much as my mom was, because he worked for the power company. My mom was a nurse.
Yep.
And she did everything from working the OR to when the last 10 years she worked before she retired, she was the charge nurse on the biggest hall of the nursing home in our county.
That's called healthy relationships.
Yeah, so
it's called balance. It's literally called balance.
Image in their brain of, okay, here's a problem. Women nowadays want the man that is the Ryan Gosling of the Hallmark movie, but is also the manly man that goes works 80-hour weeks.
It doesn't. They're not one of the same.
You cannot have a six-figure man, honey, if you are not willing to pull your weight.
Right.
Like that's how that goes, and it goes both ways.
And that's not sexist.
So
no, it's not.
It's not sexist at all.
It's reality.
What I'm getting at is because I saw that as an example growing up. I know how to cook. I can cook a full meal. I do it all the time, and I love it. I enjoy it.
You know who have great relationships? When two fucking independent people come together.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's exactly what I was getting around to.
A healthy balance.
You was taking a long way, baby. I was just summing it up for you.
I'm guilty. The devil's in the details. Son of a bitch.
Drink another one.
I'm going to go mix one up.
When two alphas come together, and that's what I think a lot of people are so intimidated by. Like, people say, oh, well, and I feel like the word narcissist gets thrown out
There's a difference between cockiness and confidence, and people because you believe in your quality and what you're worth.
Well,
they think that that's because you're fully yourself.
If you don't believe in yourself, who the fuck's going
Here's
to?
Here's the one phrase that everyone
Cheers.
Needs to the if you are entering the dating world, you're gonna need to want match energy. That's it.
Nothing will ruin you faster than your own self doubt. Like that's it. You have to be confident, otherwise you'll never make it. Why would you? If you don't love yourself, who will love you? How can you expect anybody to love you or believe in you or trust you if you can't trust yourself?
Match fucking energy. Because if they are not putting in what you're not, if you're putting in the same thing and y'all are matching that energy and you're giving the same amount of effort, then no one's gonna be pissed off. Like you might have moments where you maybe you're getting agitated with each other, but at the same time you're all putting in. It might be in different ways. I'm not saying
sure. I'm good and dry.
I'm gonna drink another one.
This is gonna be the same thing as the last podcast. I mean, you did. We did 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
And I went back and listened to the last hour and 15. I don't fucking remember anything I said.
You were stuttering a little bit.
So I'm gonna sum all this up, and then we're gonna drink off air.
Hey.
And we're gonna go fucking eat at some Texas steakhouse.
Cheers.
We're gonna have a five-some.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But I do want to say something before we close about the media thing.
No, hold on just a second. Let me get this one out.
He's
got to
get
it. I know, because
before I forget.
My brain is not fucking good enough to where I can't go. I'll forget.
She clapped at him and made him a little excited.
Oh, my goodness.
Trust me, I'm drinking whiskey. I don't see anything getting excited. But anyway,
dear Lord.
The thing is when... It's not sexist. It's not fucking a woman trying to knock somebody down. It's two people, and I've said it time and time again, when you don't need anybody, but you want somebody, that's special.
Well, that's the difference.
Okay, so
when
you have two people that know that they are just fine without anybody else, that makes the relationship stronger.
Well, because the person feels good because you're with them because you want to be, not because you feel obligated
You should be with somebody because you want to be with them, not because you need them.
Exactly.
You don't need a person to complete you. Complete yourself, and then y'all two together.
It's literally called enabling. Like, you know, people get cut off all the time for being enabled.
Damn, I'm good.
No, for real, though. And it's fucked up. Like, you should be able to look at your partner entirely and be like, I really don't fucking need you.
I also feel like people forget that, like, you're supposed to be friends with the people that you're dating.
Facts.
Like, they're supposed to be your friend, your partner, your fucking family.
Well,
like,
what you just said, you're supposed to be equals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to, and I don't mean this in a sexist way, both parties should know their fucking role in the relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, every relationship, it's a ship.
It doesn't matter if you're romantic or not.
You have to have a balance. If you're listening to this, we're all fucking super intelligent. Do what we say, and you're.
Do what we say.
I have elf ears, so obviously
life,
I'm fucking magical.
We're gonna get to that tomorrow. we're gonna get to the fucking elf ears tomorrow, because I don't think we got there tonight, Frodo.
We're also getting tattoos.
We're in Texas. We all got to get rattlesnake and barbed wire tattoos.
You know,
right on our asses.
I'm
going
to get a tramp stamp. I'm fucking kidding. Okay. Kyle was like,
I didn't want to say something.
I just kind of figured Kylie already had one.
I want to go back to the social media thing.
Okay. There you go.
All right, just sum it all up.
We're summing it all up.
Kylie's getting ball deep somewhere.
I'm summing it all up so we can get the fuck off here.
Basically, be consistent on social media.
She said, free facials, baby.
Folks, this was the first night of the fucking podcast on the road.
Can you just imagine what the rest of the week will be like?
We've got two or three more nights.
Wait, also, if you guys love the fact that we're all getting together and having these podcasts, whether or not Josh decides to open it up to do a donations thing where we can do this more often, because I love these people, but it is hard to travel.
No, so really, guys, support your, you know, stuff, support your people.
Support his podcast. He's such an amazing individual. He's got some amazing content, but
are you trying to make me horny now?
It's, no, I'm serious.
Compliments will get you everywhere, darling.
All the time.
You've been drinking whiskey, don't forget.
I know it. This is a lot of alcohol talking, but for real, if y'all want this stuff.
Hey, will you shut the fuck up?
No, the truth is, yeah, listen, he does what she wants.
Hey, Holly, I need you to be quiet. She's really turning me on.
She's on a roll.
If you guys love his stuff and you love his content, you know, I've known Josh for 5 years, and he puts his heart and soul into this. He's been through the ups and downs. If you guys have been on this journey with him since Bearded Bastard, you know how long and how hard he's tried to do this. So please know that, you know, Raising Grace is his baby now. Like, this is his life. And if this is something that y'all want to see flourish and you want to see it grow to be able to do more awesome stuff like this to the point where we can have you guys come out to do meetups, please show your support and your love, because he needs it.
So, oh, I fucking love you.
Cheers to that.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
And then I'll film the whole thing for y'all.
There you go. That's what I was getting to. This is how we're ending it. Nobody fucking else said anything besides Kate. She wants to keep complimenting, kissing my ass. Anybody else got compliments, we'll take that on too. But tomorrow, we're going to be around Fort Worth all day. Friday, or the
Thursday.
Next day, Thursday, we're heading to Memphis at night.
Yep.
We're going to Graceland Friday morning to Nashville.
Yep.
Please, we understand why we have followings, why we get to do the stuff we love is because of y'all. This is not a meetup. We're not charging anything. If you'd like to come have a beer, if you'd like to have dinner with us, if you'd like to hang out, we want to say thank you to you. Yeah. Us telling you to come out is not so you can kiss our ass. It's so we can kiss yours, because you're the reason why I get to fucking do a show with my friends and all this shit, and we get paid for it. It's not fair that you got to work a fucking 9-to-5, 40 hours a week, and I get to sit on my ass most of the time. So come out, let me buy you a beer, let me say thank you. Kylie and Kate and Tyler and Heaven all feel the same way. We're only a mediocre deal because you've made us that way, and we're very appreciative of it. So if you're around Fort Worth, hit us up. If you're around Nashville, hit us up. If you're around Memphis, hit it up. We want to meet y'all. We want to say thank you firsthand. Kylie loves y'all because you watch her on OnlyFans and on TikTok. Kate loves y'all because, you know,
I just love y'all in general.
She has morals, and she's not on OnlyFans.
Oh,
hey, man, I'm just grateful to be here, too.
Kylie has morals, too. It's called money.
First off, have you seen Kylie's OnlyFans?
I just saw her scrolling through. You have some nice fucking tits.
Let me tell you.
Thank you.
I'm envious.
Let me tell you.
Aww. Thank you.
Let me tell you, if you don't have her OnlyFans.
You need it.
Subscribe, look, please. You're welcome.
Raging bisexual.
I'm not touching it because I like us being business partners, right. and I would definitely fuck it up in a heartbeat. Plus, she's got a guy that's a very nice guy. I can't wait for Cody to be with us.
He's a nice man.
Hey, look, I know how to not stick my foot in my mouth. I just don't know how to pull it the fuck out when I do.
What he's trying to say is she got a nice set, y'all.
And she's also picking a fucking booger sitting next to me right now.
But
it's the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
But the be all to end all is we want to see y'all.
Thank y'all. Yeah.
And the first 20 people get to rub my elf ears for good luck.
He summed it up. So,
And Kylie's titties
if you pay extra.
Hey, cowboys, listen.
But the elf ears are free for the first 20 people.
There is a chance that you will see them at the Stampede or in Nashville or at a blues bar with me and Tyler.
Hell yeah. Anyway. I got my harmonicas with me.
Fuck. All right, so folks, thank every one of y'all. Creed Fisher, next weekend, Crazy Bull Macon, Georgia, a Raising Grace event. Please come out. Go to bigtickets.com to get one.
That boy good.
Kylie Strickland's going to be there. Heaven, if she ain't got shit to do, she's going to record it for us.
I just work here, man.
Yeah, I'm going to try my best if Tyler Branch is still in town to get him up on stage to sing a song or two. So please. And by the way, once again, thank the fuck out of y'all. Come see us in Texas. Raise some hell with us. And just thank y'all from the bottom of my heart and everybody else here for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast. We will catch y'all tomorrow.
Cheers.